Good afternoon. That front that brought a round of showers and thunderstorms through the region during the overnight period continues to track quickly off the eastern seaboard, taking not only the showers and thunderstorms along with it, but the high heat and humidity that had been in place late in the weekend and early this week is now gone. In its place, a nice and refreshing west-northwest breeze, at times gusting up to 20 miles per hour, and much lower humidity being driven in by these winds. We'll have more in the way of sunshine, mixed with a few clouds during the afternoon hours, and with the lower humidity, it will be comfortable, and temperatures about 10 to 12 degrees cooler, with most places topping out in the upper 70s and lower 80s. A little bit of energy passing through tonight and tomorrow with the risk of a shower. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies tonight and lows back into the 50s, and with the breeze, temperatures staying in the 70s tomorrow. A more potent wave of low pressure will track down the Ohio Valley and in our direction on Thursday. Right now, it looks like this system will pass off to our south with a chance of showers from I-90 and points north, and perhaps a steadier rain for a large part of the region south of I-90. Any deviation in the track of this low will determine what we get in terms of steady rain, but right now it looks like everyone will get at least some wet weather on Thursday with highs staying in the lower 70s. We'll go back to sunshine on Friday as high pressure builds back in. That'll allow us to reach the lower 80s, and then the heat will build back in over the weekend with a touch more humidity, mid to upper 80s Saturday, and near 90 with humidity on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, eastward to the mid-Atlantic states, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the northern plains, southeastward into Iowa and Illinois. Adequate low-level moisture with dew points in the 60s and diurnal heating will contribute to moderate instability beneath the southern fringe of strong winds aloft. Effective shear of 35 to 45 knots will act to organize scattered thunderstorms, including strong to severe cells, and the possibility for updraft rotation with the stronger storms. The threat for isolated large hail and damaging winds will peak during the afternoon and early evening hours. And record-breaking dangerous heat will continue today across parts of the southwest, especially in the deserts, where temperatures of 120 degrees will be possible again. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center has issued its last advisory on Tropical Storm Danielle, which has dissipated over east-central Mexico. Rainfall, though, is still an issue, and storm total accumulations are expected to be between 8 and 12 inches, with isolated maximum amounts of 16 inches of rain. These rains could also cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with the chance of a thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 97 set in 1938, and the record low 41 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, less humid today, with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy and a passing shower possible tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, less humidity today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows near 60. For the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks and for the northern Catskills, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and less humid with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with lower humidity and a breeze and highs in the upper 70s. A passing shower possible tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, breezy with lower humidity, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a passing shower, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, passing shower possible, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, mid to upper 70s. Cloudy with showers likely, perhaps a steadier rain south of I-90 Thursday, lower 70s. Mostly sunny Friday, lower 80s. Mostly sunny mid to upper 80s Saturday. And a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid Sunday with highs around 90. We'll have a chance of a thunderstorm on Monday, otherwise more hazy sun, hot and humid weather with highs near 90 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.